Hello, my name's Christiana and welcome to the Oceanside Community Church podcast. We're a church in Park Salon, Vancouver Island, with a vision to be fully devoted children of God, fully mature in Jesus Christ, and fully alive with the Holy Spirit. We welcome you to join us weekly on this journey. For more information about our church, visit our website at oceansidecommunitychurch.ca or download our mobile app. We pray that you'll be blessed and equipped by today's teaching.
One thing we love to do, as you've already heard, is read the Bible together and hear the Word of God to encourage us to follow God. So we also like to stand as a way to honor God's Word. So would you stand briefly with me as I share this scripture from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. Paul says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, God may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. May God bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. Well, it is a frantic, busy time, is it not? There's been lots going on, and as we received word yesterday that we might have an opportunity to help our community with this cold weather shelter, I was kind of running around doing all kinds of stuff and signing contracts and different things, and I went out to run an errand, and I went to the store, and on my way back, I stopped to get gas, and I get out, and just across the street at the co-op there, and I go to press, you know, the 87 fuel button, and I'm like, I can't find my credit card. And I'm looking through my wallet, and I'm pulling out every card. It's not there. I'm checking all the pockets in and out. I look in the car. I look under the seat. I'm looking everywhere for my credit card, and I realize I must have left it at the business that I was just at. So I call them, and I said, hey, is my card still in your machine? Because I did the chip thing. And they're looking around. They said, sorry, we don't see it. And I'm like, really? There's just no way. That has to be where it was. I just paid for that 5 minutes ago. And you know, they say, okay, we'll retrace your steps. We're going to go look for it. I'm like, thanks so much. And I'm looking all around, and I'm starting to get a little panicky. It's 2 days before Christmas. I need my credit card, and I'm, you know, sweating, and all this is going on, and then it hits me. I already put the card in the slot at the station, and it's just sitting in there. And I'm only 39 years old. What in the world is to come after this? I can only imagine. No, I don't want to know. It's a busy time. And it's a unique time in the world today. The truth is, we live in an age filled with anxiety and fear and uncertainty and unrest and hurry and hatred and worry and suspicion and much more. And I can say to you tonight that none of those things are God's will for you. As you saw earlier in the video, we have been in a series this Advent called Filled, where we've looked at these four words of Advent of hope, peace, love, and joy, and how we might be filled with these instead. And I can't review all those tonight, but you can listen to the entire series on our video and podcasting platforms. But to help you catch up tonight, and just as a review of those messages, here's some brief highlights from those four messages in that series from our teaching team.
Entering in, allowing ourselves to be captivated by the Christmas story and the hope that is provided by the incarnate Christ. Hope, it's expecting something with confidence that it will happen. We now anticipate that return.
And use the image of our life on earth, that it's a journey, and that it contains both sorrow and joy. We read, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. What is this news? In one word, Jesus.
What does it mean to be filled with peace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christian peace through Jesus is that even in times of unrest, chaos, where the world around me feels like it's crumbling, when I'm in despair, in all situations, I can still be at peace in my soul because I know I am right with God through the gift of grace and salvation given to me through Christ.
Jesus loves parties and he loves us, so we don't have to be insecure. And Jesus' rebuke is sharp, loving and sharp, and he says, what is it to you? You follow me. Ask the Holy Spirit to land that spinner on love. And that is actually the only option.
So tonight I can't go over all of those and how you might be filled with them. But what I can do is point you to the source of each of those four things, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord, the hope of the world, the Prince of Peace, our source of joy, and the God of love. And so this is the final message or climax of that series, that we want to be filled with Christ. In this book of the Bible called Ephesians, written by the Apostle Paul, he prays that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. See, when we open up our hearts to Jesus, the God who loved us so much that he came in the flesh as a baby, lived a perfect life that we could never live, willingly paid the penalty for our sin, which is death and separation from God, by dying himself and experiencing that separation on the cross. And then he conquered death by rising on the third day and appeared to over 500 verified people and ascended into heaven as witnessed by the apostles, who were convinced, so convinced by what they saw, that they were eventually willing to die for it. And then they received his Spirit as the evidence that Jesus was still with them. When we open up ourselves to that story, and to this man, Jesus Christ, as tens of millions of people around the world can testify, at that point we are filled with an unexplainable yet undeniable hope, peace, joy, and love. In fact, this scripture passage from Ephesians 3, in it, Paul, who himself saw the risen Christ, says that the width and depth and height and length of the love of Christ is so vast that it surpasses knowledge. And yet, paradoxically, he also says that we can know this love. See, because God's love, hope, joy, and peace are so vast, so incomprehensible, it cannot be intellectually grasped or comprehended. It must be experienced. And that's why Paul prays here that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. How can you have that? How can you be filled with the very presence of God and his hope, peace, joy, and love? Well, Paul gives the answer here in verse 17. Where he prays that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. See, the answer, as you heard in that video summary, is Jesus. Jesus dwelling in our hearts through faith. And that's what we celebrate on Christmas, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so as the band comes forward tonight, I want you to know tonight that the miracle of Christmas is that God can be with you. You can be filled with his very presence. He is a God who is for you. I want you to know it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, all the mistakes you've made. It doesn't matter how good or how bad you've been. Jesus came in the flesh so that you might know that he gets you, he understands you, he loves you, and he is with you. And you don't have to know all that that means and have it all figured out intellectually right here, right now. But the first step, as verse 17 says here, is to say, I want Jesus to dwell in my heart through faith. Would you let your heart, as the song says, prepare him room tonight? So let's bow our heads in a moment of prayer. And you can talk to the God who made you in your own way to receive his dwelling in you, whatever is on your heart. But if you can't find the words, then just whisper these words to him as we pray. You might want to say something like this: Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and dwelling among us. I now ask that you would come dwell in my heart through faith. Fill me with your hope, peace, joy, and love. And most of all, fill me with your presence. I'm sorry that I've allowed the sin of this world to fill my heart with so many other things. But tonight I turn from those things, receive your gift of forgiveness, and want to start a new life tonight. Come fill me, Lord Jesus. Amen. And if you prayed that, maybe even for the first time, and invited Jesus into your life and circumstances, then welcome to the forever family of God. And those of us here tonight who are already a part of the forever family, let's welcome anyone who is joining our family tonight by giving God praise for who he is and what he's done. But this is just the beginning. There's a few important steps that you can take. Number one is to tell someone, and we'd be glad to talk with you after the service. We know in the story of Jesus' birth that when the shepherds saw the baby Jesus, it says that they went and told everyone what they had seen. Number two is get involved in a Bible-believing, Jesus-loving church. And if you're here in the community, hey, we're a perfectly wonderfully imperfect community, but we are forgiven, and we love Jesus, and we'd love to have you. We also have life groups throughout the week that meet and study the Bible together, as well as programs for kids and youth. Last thing is, if you don't have a Bible, we would love to have that be our Christmas gift to you tonight. There's some on the back table, and you can take it home and begin to read this story that we're celebrating tonight. So let us know how we can help. Feel free to contact us online at any time. But we're going to close by celebrating Jesus in song tonight. And usually I know we all get a candle and we light it and it's a beautiful moment, but unfortunately that's just not possible this year for several reasons, not just because COVID, but honestly the fear was with all these paper masks around that as you lower your mask to lift your candle to blow it up, that we don't want anybody setting their masks on fire. It was just too much of a risk. And so, especially risky for kids. But our kids have their little LEDs, so kids, now's the time to wave those. Let me see them out there. There they are, looking very nice. Thank you, kids. So the kids can have those, and if you want to even come down front, you can, kids. And eventually, at the end of the service, you'll exchange that for your goodie bag. But enjoy this beautiful yearly moment of worship, honoring Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or download our mobile app for more content. If you're in the area, we hope to see you soon. Until next time, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you as you live by his Spirit.